You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're here with Sandy Abbott. Sandy Abbott is the person behind Espresso CC Marketing. Sandy helps me reach out to my thousands of contacts every week on a constant and consistent basis. That's why she's my constant contact specialist. Sandy, welcome back. Another segment. Let's talk a little bit B2B and B2C. You got a couple of tips for people. Throw them out there. Give it some context and let's rock.
Well, I'm going to give you two freebies that I'm going to be sharing on the December 2nd workshop. One is for B2B. All right, so that gets to be a little harder because you feel like I'm not selling something exactly that people buy during the holidays, but you can have a get-together. You can have an open house, invite people in for the holidays to meet your staff. You can also do a donation to a favorite charity and get everyone involved in helping you choose the charity.
Sounds like an idea I heard just a little while ago.
Actually, I am planning on doing that with my own list because I'm B2B, so I'm not really selling it. What I want to do is I want my email subscribers and the listeners here on the radio station to suggest a charity they feel really needs help with email marketing and social media, and I will get them set up. I will set up a custom template for them, give them a marketing plan, a strategy, and a little coaching session so they can get going.
Okay, I got to take a little bit of a step back here. Wanda, I'm getting texts that people like our new music, so I think you're going to have to pick some more music for the show there. High five to John for texting that in. Okay, Sandy, you're up, and we all know who that was.
Well, just let Jim know or let me know on Facebook. You can find me at facebook.com/ExpressoCC, and that's ExpressoCC. Let me know a charity that you think really could use some help. And that's one way that I'll get to know you, and I'll get to help someone at the same time.
Well, I vote Lauren's kids, but we all knew that.
Well, that's certainly on the list. It's top of the list.
Give
me
puppies.
Some more names.
Give to the puppies.
All right, Wanda, we got your vote down.
Now, if you're B2C, business to consumer, that's super easy because you have a store, you're selling stuff, so you can do discounts, you can do gift with purchase. Now, you're going to be getting an influx of traffic at that time. Find ways to make sure that you collect email addresses. You could have them do it at point of sale. You can have it do it as they're checking out at an online store. You can give them a free gift if they give you the email address. Just make sure that you capitalize on this extra traffic you're getting so that after the holidays, you can stay connected and grow your list throughout the year and do even better the following year. So you could actually blow out this 3% or 9% and get even bigger.
That sounds really great. Now, so people come in. They'd use your tips. Now, you work with me as a consultant, so let's take a step back for a second. What are the types of services that you can provide other people? Because for me, you provide coaching on content. You provide stylistic help. We've got the wonderful Ashley, who helps with composition and placement. What are some of the other services that you can provide for people?
Well, I do full-service email marketing, full-service social media. Like, let's say right now for my clients, I'm sending out holiday cards, email cards. I'm starting to put together the campaigns for social media that they'll be doing for the holidays. I'm ramping up right now. So some clients are normally sent two emails. We're now sending 4, 5, and 6 emails a month for them. I also do blog marketing, and I work with a lot of bloggers. As a matter of fact, one of my favorite clients is Calle Ocho.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot why you had to leave. Jim, I can't stay the whole show. I have to go to Calle Ocho.
Yes, we have an exciting program that we put together with bloggers.
I wish people could see you. You know, they can't see you smile. I took a photo of you smiling. Put that up on Facebook. I already hit you on Twitter with that. Look us at Freed on Business, at Jim Freed. I just tweeted Sandy. She's got such a pretty smile. Go.
Well, I'm really excited because we're working with a great set of bloggers, and they're going to help us get out the word of what the Kiwanis does. So that's kind of what I do. I also do marketing strategy for them and just keep – actually, one of the best things that I am is an accountability partner for my clients because they all want to do all these things. They lose track of it, so I keep them on track. I remind them, I get it going, and I just put a fire under them so that they will do it.
I feel an ouch at like 3 o'clock every Wednesday before I owe you my content. Now, Sandy, really, it's Thanksgiving. It's time to give thanks. What are some of the things that you're thankful for? Throwing this at you, a curveball. Sorry, I said we weren't going to do, but I'm asking you anyway.
No, I have a lot of things to be thankful for. I have wonderful clients. Some of them I've been working with since I started.
And then there's me.
I have wonderful colleagues that I have been working with. I've met so many wonderful people in this process. I am so grateful for the opportunity to help small businesses. One of the things I love to do is to meet small businesses that are trying to get their business growing, that are really starting out.
Oh, yeah.
And I just love the opportunity to do what I love to do, which is to encourage people, to help people, and just to get to smile. And I am very grateful to be on the show because I'm more of an introvert. And being with you is like an adrenaline rush.
What, are you kidding me? Come on, I pull this stuff out of you. You're the greatest. You like bubble with positive energy. You like got this positive energy glow that follows you wherever you go. You know, you're full of espresso. You don't need that other, you know, you don't need an E. The X is fine. Now, Sandy, what are we going to do next year with the Freedon Business marketing campaign? What good tidbit do you have for me that we can use to help build our email list?
Funny you should ask, because I really have been thinking about this.
Ah!
First of all, we're going to revamp your template. I'm going to go with a totally new template
because
it's fun.
If you need art, whatever, give me a list. I'm going to get you whatever you need because it's time to update and upgrade. I agree.
Another thing I'd like to see you do is not only to tell people about what's coming up, but share what's already been done.
Ooh, I like that. Visit my archives and hear bing, 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 bing.
Yeah, and you can give even a monthly highlights of the best segments that have been coming on.
Oh, that's great stuff.
And for your sponsors, you could actually give them a little bit more. Maybe give them a link back to the website, a little testimonial, something that they can share that will help the customers. Just this kind of the same stuff that they do on the radio.
Oh, so this is just great stuff, though.
You and I have to meet.
Oh, we have to talk. We have to have coffee. Would you like to go to the Starbucks over by Coconut Grove, Maine and Maine? Or would you like to go to the one by Monty's or maybe the one on Miracle Mile?
No, I would like to go to Panther Coffee or Pasión del Cielo.
Oh, I want to go to the last one. Whatever you just said sounds like the place that I want to go. Where is that?
Pasión del Cielo has two locations right now. They're in downtown Dadeland, right across from Microsoft Store. But they're also at 100 Giralda, I think it is. And they have coffees from all over Latin America,
Ooh.
From all over. They have them all set up, and you can pick the country that you want coffee from, and they will make you a cortadito, a cappuccino, whatever it is that you want.
Well, we're going to need to make sure that we put up a special alert to run right after that with Star FHP to let everybody know that I'm going back. And when you go to downtown Dadeland, look at the Toscano condos, because that's a deal I did. High five to me. I get a pat on the back.
I love that place.
Isn't that cool? I actually did that. It was really cool. It's a really neat story because Rooms to Go was going to do the deal. Rooms to Go wanted to go there. My client was, oh, that's a story for another day. This isn't about real estate. This is about marketing. But we did the deal. We got paid. That's the biggest part of a real estate deal, making sure you get paid. Now, Sandy, I'm in the service business in the real, you know, when I'm not in the radio business. Service people, you know, it's, hey, hope you have a happy holiday. Happy Thanksgiving. Here's an article I wrote. How can a service business use Constant Contact? We've got 15 seconds. I'm kidding. We've got about 2 minutes.
I work with a lot of service business, and one of the things that they do is a service business has tips. They have know-how that other people don't know.
Ooh, intellectual capital.
Absolutely. They have insider information, not in a bad way.
Yeah, right. Not in a bad way. We don't do things that are – we don't coach people to do illegal things on this show.
No, but I mean tips, you know. Everybody wants free expert advice. So, for example,
I'm full of free expert advice. They call it BS in my office.
Well, I'm in the same business that you are in that situation. So what I do is I give free tips. And let's say now for the holidays, a way that you can grow your list is when I said about giving a download, some sort of – tip sheet. You can give them a tip sheet. If you're a realtor, for example, you can say, you know, 10 ideas to dress up your house for the holidays. If you're selling your house during the holidays,
oh,
here's some things
great.
That you can do. So people will download that. They'll give you the email, and you're giving them free advice, free service, and a taste of the kind of expertise that you can give them if they hire you.
Ooh, that's absolutely great. Vonda, how much time do I have left here? 1 minute on this segment, and if you stay a little more, we'll give a little more. But so what's the one good takeaway? We've given a whole bunch of ideas. Distill it down. Everybody's listening now. What's your good takeaway for this segment?
Make sure that you let your customers know you appreciate them. Say thanks. Happy Thanksgiving. Say Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, whatever it is, send them an email. Send them a little email card or send them an actual card that you use your hands
to mail. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, I can't do that on Constant Contact. But
the idea is to make sure they know that you remember them, stay top of mind. If you haven't been in business with them for a while, it's a good way to reconnect. And then if you're in retail, take advantage of this influx of business that will be coming in to make sure you capture every single email address.
Okay, listen, Sandy, I know you got to go to the Coyote thing. Can you stay for a little bit in the next segment to recap the tips in case people missed the beginning?
I can run on Cuban time.
Okay, we got on Cuban time to Coyote thing. We'll be back after this. Wanda, take us away. It is all yours, girlfriend.